Well, North Carolina lawmakers are going into special session today. Governor Roy Cooper is putting pressure on them to redraw election maps after a U.S. Supreme Court ruling earlier this week which struck down political maps. The ruling said state lawmakers illegally gerrymandered 28 legislative districts and that the districts were drawn to disadvantage black voters. Since 2011, more than a dozen Republican-backed laws in North Carolina have been struck down in federal and state courts. From Here and Now contributor WUNC, Jeff Tiberi reports.
For 6 years, Republicans have been making the laws in North Carolina, and Democrats have frequently been taking them to court. A voter ID law overturned for discriminating against black and Latino voters, a plan to remove career status for veteran teachers struck down for violating contract law, and local, state, and federal redistricting plans ruled unlawful for being illegal racial gerrymanders. In December, weeks after the Republican governor was defeated, lawmakers convened a special session to strip the incoming Democratic executive of some powers. Then Governor-elect Roy Cooper offered this.
If I believe that laws passed by the legislature hurt working families and are unconstitutional, they will see me in court. And they don't have a very good track record there.
Cooper did sue. And in the months to follow, did it again and again. Calculating the judicial track record of lawmakers is challenging. There is a maze of filings, injunctions, rulings, dismissals, and upcoming arguments. In some instances, both sides declare to win. Meredith College political science professor David McLennan summarizes it like this.
I think right now we look at it as, you know, a lot of victories for Democrats or progressives in the state, and a few for Republicans.
In 2011, when Republicans took over the North Carolina legislature for the first time in more than a century, they moved swiftly to implement a conservative policy agenda. Lawsuits followed. State laws are regularly challenged in civil and criminal cases, generally one person disputing a law as it affects them. Then there are a few more broad challenges, constitutional claims, which often come from interest groups. An analysis of these broader challenges since 2011 shows that 3 laws were ultimately upheld, surviving intact. 17 laws were either overturned altogether or had key provisions struck down. At least 4 prominent cases are still pending.
We live in an era where everything that is legislated is litigated.
John Davis is a nonpartisan political analyst. Since Republicans claim control of the state legislature, close to 2,000 bills have become law. The overwhelming majority of those were not controversial and passed with wide bipartisan support. But some of the legislation has been highly contentious, redistricting, abortion regulations, and election rules among them. Lawmakers have spent close to $13 million on outside counsel defending these laws. Governor Roy Cooper has spent more than $400,000 on his legal fights. Yes, that's all taxpayer money. As for those 17 laws struck down, some were ruled unconstitutional in the state Supreme Court, others in federal court, and a few by the Fourth Circuit Court of Appeals in Virginia. Analyst John Davis.
Their biggest barrier has been a federal district court in Richmond with 15 members, 10 of whom were appointed by Democrats, 5 by Republicans.
For a case to even get to the appellate level, it often signals that Republicans prevailed in a lower court. The bench in Virginia was once considered among the most conservative of the appellate courts. Today, that has changed, and it's widely considered among the most liberal.
So basically, the deck has been stacked against them. Unfortunately, as bad as I hate to say it, there truly is an ideological bias on the U.S. Supreme Court and on all these federal courts.
Like the many lawsuits against the North Carolina legislature that are still pending, the balance of power among judges who rule on all these claims is fluid. With only an 8-justice Supreme Court, the role of the Fourth Circuit was enhanced for more than a year. However, the dynamic may be changing, with Justice Neil Gorsuch recently joining the High Court. Again, political scientist David McLennan.
What happens in the next 6 to 12 months could change what we've experienced over the last couple of years in terms of victories for liberals or progressives.
One of the conservatives who is glad to see a change on the Supreme Court is Republican State Representative David Lewis.
I think that many of the decisions that the Fourth Circuit have made have been purely political and have been designed to be not only political but inflammatory. And I hope that the Supreme Court will step in and put the brakes on some of this miscarriage of justice.
Lewis was the primary sponsor of the voter ID law, enacted by North Carolina lawmakers in 2013, ruled unconstitutional by the Fourth Circuit last summer, and declined to be heard on appeal by the U.S. Supreme Court in May. But Lewis indicated another voting law is possible in the coming weeks, and there's a decent chance another legal challenge will follow. For Here and Now, I'm Jeff Tiberi.